Today, we're going to hear about an idea with a specific target market. Or are we? Do we have, in fact, a specific enough target market? Maybe we can make it even more specific. That's my idea for our caller today. And by the way, I love taking questions. If you ever have a question or you want to share your idea, or if you've got a new website out for your new side hustle and you want to share it with our community, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will get it in the queue. Now, specifically, to use that word again, our listener today has made a set of flashcards to help med students memorize parts of the body and other terminology. Definitely something important for this market, and also, you know, a relatively clear target market, as mentioned. But how can they sell more of their flashcards? How can they sell more product by reaching more potential customers? Perhaps the answer is one part marketing, one part targeting. That's what I'm going to talk about in my answer. By the way, this is Side Hustle School. I'm Chris Guillebeau. You are awesome. And I'll bring you the answer after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hello, Chris. This is Susan from the DC area. My hustle is a set of flashcards that use mnemonics and pictures to make it easier to memorize parts of the body, as well as specific conditions and other terminology that med students need to know. I've printed them and am doing some simple testing. The main thing I wonder is, how do I find and market to this particular audience? On the one hand, it seems like a big audience, but I just don't know where to find them. Any ideas? Thanks.
All right, two-part answer here. Two-part answer. Let's talk a bit about how to find and market to this particular audience. But first, maybe, can we make this market more specific? You know, yes, med students is good, but there are a lot of med students out there. I tend to think, you know, perhaps first-year med students might be a more specific market and a much more desperate market in the sense that, you know, when you're a first-year med student, you really need to memorize all this stuff. Or at least that's what I imagine. In any case, I imagine that a first-year med student has very different needs than a third-year student, let's say. Whether I'm right on that technical point or not, you know, it doesn't really matter. The point is, you can get a lot more intentional with your language and your targeting. What about med students for whom English is a second language? You know, that might be another approach, another identifiable, more specific market. Okay, so first part is, let's try to identify or hone in a bit more on who these people are, your ideal customers. Now, as for the marketing, I honestly think you're on the right track here. You just need a plan for some daily action. You need 20 minutes a day where every single day you're trying something or you're advancing the business in a way with a specific business development task or a specific sales task or, you know, trying a new experiment. And so there's lots of different things you could try. I would say make a list and 20 minutes a day, do at least one thing on that list. And over time, you're going to filter, you'll do more of what's effective and such. But honestly, if you've got the product already and we're going to focus more on that audience, then it's just a matter of figuring out which tactics are the most appropriate and the most effective. So that's what I think. Sounds like a cool project. Let us know how it goes. Once again, listeners, if you want to contribute something or if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got a new episode coming up every single day, including tomorrow. I hope you'll join me for that one. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.